Begin transmission.
Kids. Ooh, I almost fell over myself. Guess what we're watching? That's right, The Man from U.N.C.L.E. My name's Tobe, and this is the Dubious Television Committee, a show that airs right here on Anon Radio every single day. And as you probably know by now from listening to episodes this past week, I've been watching a lot of The Man from U.N.C.L.E., and there he is, Robert Vaughn. But really, all I wanted to hear right now is the music. Where's my music? Oh, and guess what? Good news. It's a train episode. And there's Ducky. I mean, Ilya. Oh, a train episode. It's one of the greatest tropes in the spy genre. You know, you always have to have your spies on a train in Europe. So, okay, here we go. We got a lady with a dog. So, rich lady gives her dog to the chauffeur. Something's going on. Napoleon Solo and Ilya Kuryakin are watching it all going down, and they're all undercovery. Oh, and look at Napoleon Solo's got this little radio hidden in his book, and it's got a little tape recorder and everything. And he's talking to Ilya. Over their book radios. But now Napoleon Solo's distracted by the cute models who are walking up and getting in line for the train and blah blah blah. Yeah, so you know, they look super inconspicuous talking into their books. They each have the exact same what appears to be, you know, like tourist guide to Italy. Oh, and look, the models are now eyeing Napoleon Solo. It couldn't be more predictable. But that's what makes it so awesome! Okay, so there's a little bit more action. Action, action, action. Girl running with flowers. Napoleon Solo makes his move. And he runs into her. So what did he plan on her? Or what did he pick out of her pocket? Well, we're about to find out. Oh, here's a guy in an obvious fake beard. And the beard's falling off. And wow, now Ilya is speaking into his book. It's a phony beard. Is that supposed to be a Russian accent? I hope you're following along with me at home. I hope you're watching. I mean, this could pass as some kind of, you know, director's commentary. Oh, and now, of course, the tourists with skis walk by. Napoleon has to duck out of the way. He meets up with Ilya, and we cut to the woman with the flowers bursting into one of the train compartments. And it's the compartment of the rich woman. Dialogue. Dialogue, dialogue, dialogue. Roses. Excuses. Terrible accents. And so now she opens a box of chocolates and gives her the flowers. Man, something better, you know, spit out some sleeping gas soon, or I'm going to be really disappointed. How are you going to start an episode of The Man from U.N.C.L.E. without somebody getting knocked out with sleeping gas? I mean, come on. That's one of their main shticks. Come on, let's get it together here, people. All right. The train is finally leaving the station. Some last minute people are trying to get on. People are shouting their goodbyes. And suspenseful music plays as one of the conductors signals two to a guy in a cart. And there's a little sword sticking out of his hot dog cart that he's trying to push and kill Napoleon Solo with, but he fails. Thank you. America needs a And that's my music that I've been waiting to hear. Oh, I'm so excited. it's the music, it's so hip, it's so swinging, it's so 60s cool, I can't stand it. Along with this entire show, which I am now going to proceed to watch, probably without you. As much as I'm sure you'd love to hear me, you know, comment on an episode of The Man from U.N.C.L.E., this one being The Adriatic Express Affair, Act 1, Is This Trip Necessary? And we see that Napoleon and Ilya are safe. The attempted assassination with the bladed hot dog cart, or Wurstkarten, was unsuccessful, so they're now trying to jump onto the train, as the girl with the flowers, who had the flowers, is now running through the train. It makes no sense. And here's my cat. Hey, Pippa. What are you doing?
You doing some kitty stuff? Have you been doing kitty stuff tonight? Oh, gonna sniff that microphone? What you doing? You've been scratching your head again. I see a tuft of hair that's sticking out. You're gonna go bald.
My cat's still scratching. Okay, anyway. This is starting back up, so... I'm going to watch this, and I'll join you at approximately 2 a.m., which will only transpire in 3 seconds where you are. 2, 1, 0. And just like that, magic. It's 2 a.m. local time. It's about, 37 UTC. I don't know. I just put on my shoes. I'm walking out my garage. Gotta grab my garage door opener out of my car so we can get back into the house. All right, let's scroll. Out the garage, close it behind me. Put my glasses on. And here we are, walking up my street. We're on a triple night mission tonight. We've got to, obviously spot any dudes. And the types of dudes we might see tonight are raccoons, possums, and sometimes bunny rabbits. And, mission number two is we're going to walk up here to the bridge that goes over the interstate and see if there's any illegal motorcycle racing taking place. I haven't heard anything yet, but it isn't even start up until about now. We're going to go up there and just check it out to have something to do. And let's see. Was there a third aspect to this mission? Maybe. But, maybe we don't need to make that public knowledge. I've got a few pockets full of equipment. I'm carrying no weapons, and I'm carrying no ID for plausible deniability. It's a beautiful night. It's partly overcast. It's about, 73 or 74 degrees Fahrenheit. What's that in Celsius? About 22, 23, I don't know. Do the metric conversions at home, kids. Okay, and this is where we turn and go up the side street that actually goes over to the interstate. There's a car driving by me, behind me. Dun dun dun. And I'm scot-free. No. I'm looking around and I'm not finding any buns. And sometimes at this time of year, when you're out this late, the bunnies, like, will congregate under the streetlights. I'm not sure why. You know, you'll be walking along and you'll see a rabbit up ahead and he's sitting about a foot into the street, directly under a streetlight. And I saw this multiple times, and I even started seeing where there'd be two or three rabbits under the streetlight. And, well, I thought, well, it makes sense if you want to advertise your presence to other rabbits at night, you are going to have to be in the light. And so I just assumed they're just like, you know, going, here I am, hello. But I'm not seeing any now. I'm coming up to another one. I'm about 20 yards from another streetlight. There's no buns about. Where's my buns? Motties, of course, aren't out this late. Anyway, now I'm regretting taking my antihistamine pill. Took it about 20 minutes ago thinking, oh, it'll be a good idea, so in case I overexert myself. Ugh. And now, I'm wondering, am I getting loopy? Am I getting a little weird? No. Just because I'm walking uphill super fast. Anyway, I did watch The Man from U.N.C.L.E. It just got over. Oh, I didn't even see him in the dark. Here's a bun. He's only 4 meters, 4 yards, 5 yards away from me. Hi, Mr. Bun. And he's in the dark. He didn't want to be spotted. But anyway, yeah, Man from U.N.C.L.E. was great. Took place on a train. There was the obligatory fight on top of the train, which was, you know, on a static set, but they blew fog into their faces and burst, so it looked like they were moving. And all the other exterior train shots were a model. It was awesome. I'm coming up on the bridge here. There's a car coming up, coming at me. And, oh yeah, other great stuff. There was, you know, the sleeping gas, some bad gunplay, some one-punch fights. Oh yeah, cool, and the lights are burnt out again on this side. Sweet! I'm on the bridge, and I'm walking over the interstate. This would be the 680 loop. Yeah, and looking, well, technically I think that might be considered westbound, but it's actually to the south. There's a few light posts that are burnt out, so it's dark. And this is fun because you can take cool pictures of these lights getting smeared, the oncoming traffic. Here comes oncoming traffic. Super trafficy tonight. I mean, what time is it? It's like 2:07, 2:10 a.m. It's a lot of traffic out. Maybe everybody's going home from the bars. I forget. When do the bars close now here? Recently, our laws changed, and so the bars are open later. I don't remember how late they're open until now. All right, I'm moving further on the bridge so that we're over the other four lanes. Because with the motorcycle comes, motorcycles show up. This is where they'll be going, Wazinga. Also, there's a pole I have to look at closer over here, and I can get to it if I'm just kind of like right here theoretically. Yeah, that's real interesting and everything. Oh, what's this? A cable from something in my pocket is getting plugged in somewhere. Oh, is this into the box? Who knows? It's all hypothetical anyway. And there's no traffic on the bridge here, so now we just need to wait a few seconds to see if any motorcycles come, of course. Where's my motorcycles? Give me some motorcycle racers. Zipping around at a million miles an hour. This is also a good place to take photographs when they go zipping by. Alright, I'm kind of looking behind me. There's a lot of traffic this way too. Why is there so much traffic? It's the middle of the night. And it's not trucks, it's all cars. It's all local cars. Which I find vaguely suspicious. What do we got here? Yes, suspicious, I tell you. Nobody's paying any attention, and there's no traffic anywhere. And a few seconds later, we're good. There's disconnection. Is that spring-loaded? How does that go zipping back into your pocket like that? And as I look over my shoulder, I can see all the way to the Fort Street exit on 680. And that's usually where I think the motorcyclists are getting on. And then they get on, and they go zing, and they go super fast. I'm trying to measure in my mind here. Anyway, this particular stretch from Fort Street down to, like, Dodge Street is pretty straight. There's a slight curve to it, but usually there's not very much traffic, and this is what they do. They get up and go, and they can get going pretty fast. It, you know, in excess of 150 miles an hour is not uncommon. But I'm not seeing anything at all. I'm looking all the way back there. There's no sign of anybody, but there's a lot of traffic. And so I'm just suspiciously just standing around, and now I'm trying to look like I'm walking back home as this car comes up behind me. I hope it's not a cop. It's not! Hooray! Because nobody looks super suspicious walking around with all this gear at what? 2:30 in the morning now? Ooh, yeah. So anyway, we're just going to keep on walking. We're going to get off the bridge. I don't see any signs of motorcycle activity. Might have to try tomorrow night and or the next night. I haven't actually noticed a pattern. You know, at one point in time I thought, I see people walking my way. And they've changed direction. Maybe they saw me first since I was in the light. Anyway, what was I talking about? Totally lost my train of thought there. Because I'm so suspicious looking with all this. Yeah, okay, let's see if we can hide some of this, but still I gotta. Okay, they went into somebody's backyard. Fine. We're gonna cross the street. Ooh, ow. And we're gonna go down here. I'm looking for more buns. Anyway, what was I just talking about? I don't even know. What time is it? Where am I? What are we doing? Oh yes, I'm still walking away from the bridge. And the motorcycle guys, yeah, I always used to think they were on Thursdays. And then I started hearing them on Sundays. And I'm about to walk into a giant spider web, so I'm going to walk out into the street here for a second. But sometimes I hear them just practicing and all this. So maybe we'll come out here again tomorrow night. Extremely late. Well, one thing I forgot to mention is that one other thing I'm looking for is cicadas. Because at this time of night, they like to get on the sidewalk. Is that one? Yeah, there's one right there. That's a big sucker. And I don't know why. Probably because the sidewalk is still holding in the heat of the day. So they come down out of the trees and they get onto the sidewalk, and you don't want to step on them. Just because, one, you know, we don't want to unnecessarily kill dudes. And two, there's another one. It's gross as hell, and it makes the worst noise. It's just grotesque. And so, you know, keep an eye on the sidewalk. When you're walking around at, 2:35 or so a.m. in Omaha, Nebraska during the summer, late summer, looking for bugs. And you can't miss them because they're huge. I guess you could miss them if you weren't paying attention. You are going to eventually crunch into one. All right, so we're going to cross the street here. I'm looking back up towards the church that's up the street because they have a big lawn and sometimes you can see buns and stuff. But I don't see any. And here we are, back on my street. As a big truck drives by. Zoom, zoom, zoom. You can tell he's cool because he has a big truck. And, oh, I'm sure he's not, you know, overcompensating for anything. What's this? Oh, yes. Here's number two. Hi, Mr. Bun number two. Here's the bun in the lawn, and he's about 3 yards away. Don't run over there. There's a car coming. Okay, he's cool. Don't want to spook my bun friends into the street or anything. That would be bad for buns. Alright, now I'm going to cross over to my side of the street. It's kind of dark, but I'm still looking for buns in people's yards. I'm not seeing any. Well, you know, what's that? No, that's a leaf or something. Oh, I hope I see one more bun. I like to see them in threes. I don't do it anymore, but I used to go out on these walks like this at night, go around the block or something, but I would make it a rule that I couldn't go home until I saw three rabbits. There were a couple nights where, you know, I was out for about an hour and a half just wandering around looking for bunnies. Oh, I finally see one. Then, of course, on the way back home after seeing the third one, you see like four more. So by the time you get home, you've actually spotted four buns. And what's this? Right here in my front lawn. Hi, Mr. Baby Bun. There's our third bun. And yep, there he goes zipping off. He's the little link dinky guy. That's the baby we see in the backyard. And he just ran back into the backyard. Right here in my front yard. I'm getting close enough now that I could open the door with the remote control, so I will! Ta-ting! And the garage door goes up and the blue light comes on and the strobe light comes on to blink me in, and somehow I just walked through a web. Ugh, so now I gotta get spider web off my arm. Back into the garage, close the door, put my garage door opener back into my car. I still have spider web on my arm somehow. Okay, put that in there, close the door. That probably clipped, yep. Why do I still have web on me? Ugh. Okay. Into the house we go. And who's that sitting on the floor? Hi, baby dingus. How are you? It's my kitty. Pippa, hooray! Okay, so here we are, back at home in the air conditioning, although it might actually be warmer in here now than it was outside. So I'm going to open up the doors and windows and have some nice cool tea.
Oh, so thirsty for tea.
Oh, yeah, okay. So anyway, it's time for a debriefing about our night mission. Well, overall, I think it was a success. We got the information we needed, and we found out that there were no motorcycles racing tonight, which is kind of a disappointment, but I'll keep an eye out, or an ear open anyway, and see what else we can find. And here my cat just went whisking by me. What are you doing? Where are you going? Okay. Also, I took some photographs of traffic just because, you know. Well, what else are you going to do? And most importantly, we saw the obligatory three rabbits, three buns. It was a three-bun night, and I promised myself I wouldn't do this anymore. I wouldn't engage in any more compulsive behavior, like not being able to go home until I see three rabbits. Or a multiple of three rabbits. I can't do that. I was going to go home because I was standing right in front of my house, even if we wouldn't have seen the third rabbit, I swear. And, oh my God, we cannot do that in the future. I wonder if that's a side effect of my antihistamine pill. This is Zyrtec, except, you know, I got the generic kind. I don't have my glasses on right now, so I can't really read what it says. Do-do-do-do-do. Side effects may make you crazy. Yeah. You will talk to your cat a lot. You will go for walks at 2 a.m. after watching The Man from U.N.C.L.E. and doing your cool 60s dance. Right, so, where were we with that iced tea? Oh, yeah, here it is. Anyway, I'll be on the lookout for more motorcycle racing action in the middle of the night. And hopefully I can be standing on that bridge when a motorcycle goes flying by at 150 miles per hour. I want to capture that. I want to get a recording of that so much. Why? I don't know. It just... It's an interesting sound because, you know, you can hear it coming, so there's the Doppler effect, you know, and then as it goes under the bridge, you know, there's the echo because it passes between those two hard surfaces, and so you get that nice reverb, and then, you know, the Doppler as it speeds away. So hopefully I'll be able to bring that to you on a future episode. A future episode of what, you may be asking? Well, a future episode of this, the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I'm your host, chairman, and, you know, general 3 a.m. stalker. But I gotta go, so see you next time. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.